Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Enlightened Networking 30 Minutes of Wisdom call, which we conduct every Friday morning. And every Friday, we're very honored to invite top leaders and guests to join us. And this is Gregory Mascari from Bozeman, Montana, and my beloved...
This is Robin. Good morning.
And we are so excited to be able to share this time and space with you here. Every Friday, we invite top leaders, speakers, authors to share their time-tested principles for prospecting and prospering and just, you know, charting the course to success in life, not just in business, but in all areas of life. And because we believe universal principles apply in all areas. They'll apply to your business, your family, your community, and all that you do. So we're very excited to have you join us here this morning for a very special guest, and I'm going to turn it over to Robin here this morning to introduce him.
Well, thanks, Gregory, and thank you, everyone, for taking time out of your busy days for these 30 minutes of wisdom. And as you know, this is my joy and passion to get to share these great treasures. And I just want to start out this morning with a brief little story because it so applies. I met a man named Dr. Steve Taubman at a direct selling conference. We became instant friends. We've stayed in touch. We even found out that we have identical dogs. You know, we're bonded for life. And when he heard about Enlightened Networking, he said, "Is Bob Berg going to be on your call?" And I said, "You know, I love Bob Berg's work, and I don't have him scheduled. I don't know him personally." He goes, "I'd like to make the introduction." That very day, a friend of mine named Holly, who's on the line, said, "You've got to get this book, The Go-Giver, and you won't buy just one because when you read it, you're going to want to share it with everyone you know." That very day, I got an email from Bob, and he said he'd like to be on the call, and the rest is history, and I have been so deeply touched by the introduction from Dr. Steve and by my connection with Bob and his absolute embodiment of his message that we're going to share today. I don't want to take too much time. I want to give a brief introduction. I've been having such a good time. If you guys want to shift your day and your energy, if you need a shift, just put in Bob Berg, berg.com. Go to Facebook, Bob Berg, his personal, his professional page, and just open up everything, and it'll change your life. Just reading what's on there, I've been having such a good time. So, Bob, as many of you know, because many of you are in the profession of, you are entrepreneurs, you are self-employed, you are professional networkers and direct sales people. You're people that want to learn and grow, and you probably already know Bob because his books have sold over 750,000 copies, and that's just the beginning because he's launched a movement. It's not just a book, and I know what that's like because I got to work with Stephen Covey and watch how a movement gets launched. It gets launched when you touch people's hearts. And they can't not share. And as professional networkers, that's what we do is we share. And so Bob has spoken to huge audiences all over the world, in the corporate world, in the direct sales world. He's written several best-selling books. Endless Referrals was one of the first to really give Bob the great acclaim. Today we're going to talk about the book The Go-Giver, and Go-Givers Sell More is a more recent book that is also fabulous. There's so much. I think I want like 3 days with Bob. It is more touching to me than anything because I've worked with many wonderful people, and Bob absolutely embodies his message of The Go-Giver. And we'll be talking, I'll be sharing some more resources of how to be in touch. But Bob, are you there?
I am, Robin. How are you?
I am so grateful to have you on this call this morning.
Well, I'm grateful for you and Gregory, and thank you for those very, very kind words. Very nice of you.
Well, my joy and pleasure, and thank you, Dr. Steve. So,
that's right. He's a great guy. Steve Taubman's a tremendous guy, and if you've never seen him speak and you get a chance to see him, you really want to. I mean, the guy's got a great heart, tremendous information. He's very entertaining. He's a magician, you know, so he's really great to watch.
And he's going to be on our call also. And I
do want
to say one more thing, and then I'm going to turn it over to you because this week I've spoken to several people that are scheduled for the upcoming calls, Andrea Waltz, Rhonda Johnson, Karen Clark. Every time anyone hears the name Bob Berg, they have the same response. They all melt. And they all say, he's such a wonderful guy. And it was like clockwork. So I introduced to all of you Bob Berg, and let's talk about the Go-Giver Bug, because a lot of people may not know this newer book of yours. And what's the premise of this book, Bob?
Sure. And the three people you mentioned all happen to be terrific people. So I feel the same way about them.
Going to be on the call, too. So we
oh,
have
good.
The
well, they're people
you...
Well,
yeah.
You know, I'm familiar with all of their work, and they're people you just don't want to miss. So
right.
So please make sure you tune into them. Really, the book itself, The Go-Giver, is a story. It's a parable co-authored by the great writer John David Mann, who really is the person who made the story come alive. You know, I'm much more of a how-to type of author. I speak in terms of, you know, step one is this, step two is that, step three. John is a magnificent storyteller, so I was very fortunate that John agreed to work with me on this, and he was the lead writer and storyteller. And really, it's about a guy named Joe who is young, up and coming, you know, aggressive, a great potential, and a good guy. But he's frustrated because the way he's doing things really is not getting the results that he wants. And the premise, the entire premise of the book is simply that shifting one's focus from getting to giving. In this case, giving meaning constantly and consistently adding value to people's lives is not only a nice way to live life, it's a very financially profitable way as well.
Ah, let's take a deep breath on that one. And you've been working with so many people, thousands and thousands of people. And as they, you know, when I read your book, there's this part of me, and I think this probably happens to everyone, that just resonates. This is truth. And what does it take to make that shift that we all know is a principle and does work in the world? And
mm-hmm.
And what does it take for people to make that shift?
Well, I think there are a couple of things, Robin. First, it's understanding that the way you're doing something now maybe isn't quite working in terms of getting the results you want. You know, it's the old question that Dr. Phil has made so famous, how's that working for you? You know? And so if somebody is right now just doing everything they want, you know, accomplishing what they wanted, they feel good about themselves, and they're, you know, and you say, how's it working for their answer might very legitimately be, pretty good, thanks. You know, now it turns out those are usually the people who want even more of an edge. But you know, if somebody really feels good about what they're doing, they're certainly not going to change. It's only when someone says, you know what, maybe the way I'm doing it isn't quite getting me the results I want, and they're open to a message. But here's the thing. What John and I have written is not a new message. In fact, because as you know, universal laws and principles have been around forever. That's part of what makes them universal laws and principles. I remember when the book first came out, I was often asked during media interviews and asked in sort of a little bit of a challenging way, so what have you and John David Mann written that's anything new? And my answer was always the same, and that is nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. Now, maybe the way it's been communicated is put in sort of a form that others have embraced because it's a fun story and it has a mess, you know, the whole thing. But no, there's certainly nothing new. And what we found is the leaders, people like you and Gregory, people such as the big leaders at companies that have done that are doing great, they're already doing this. This is nothing new for them. But what it was sort of that third party outside person or people saying, you know, this is going to get you the results, and they felt compelled to share it with others. So the early adopters of this book were already the people living their lives according to the messages in the book that Joe was getting. They just wanted to share it with others, and that's why I think it's sold as well as it has.
And it's still, I believe, in the early days, and because I said, you know, my background with working with Stephen Covey, watching how the movement happened, and it was a person-to-person referral movement, because so much of your work and the famous quote that, you know, Gregory and I have been using for years, you know, all things being equal, people will do business and refer business to those they know, like, and trust. And I actually want to add a little piece to that. and all things not being equal, people will still do business with people.
I'm often asked about this, Robin, and here's where I'm going to take a tiny bit of issue with that, if I may.
Okay.
And the issue is a little bit with the phrasing of my quote, that's my fault. What I should have said is, all things being equal, or even reasonably close to equal. Because the fact is, if things are that unequal, then no, that does take the know, like, and trust off of it. Right, let me give you an example. When I was a kid, we went to a dentist. We lived in a town called Peabody, Massachusetts. We went to a dentist, Dr. Vonsalides. We loved Dr. V. Now, when we moved, when I was about 4 years old, we were about an hour away from him. All things weren't equal anymore, but we loved him so much that it was close enough to equal. So we continued to go to see him twice a year. We did the hour drive as a family, okay? But eventually, when I moved down to Florida, things were so not equal because of the distance that I found a dentist locally.
Uh-huh.
So I think that, and I know what you're saying, and a lot of people have said all things being unequal too. And the only thing I say is that I think it's my fault that I left that sort of open, because I should have said all things being equal, or at least reasonably close to equal,
okay,
people will do things. But there is a certain point. I mean, you can know, like, and trust someone, but if you need delivery in 10 days and they don't have the capability to get it, it's so not equal, you're going to have to find someone that can deliver.
That's so true. So how about if we shift a little bit and give people an overview of these five laws of stratospheric success?
Sure. The five laws themselves are the laws of value, compensation, influence, authenticity, and receptivity. The law of value says